Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness, and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. The many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
I'm not
Cause he didn't have to do it, but he did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your friend, as well as your servant, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is July 12, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. Family, I do have the chat line open for family and guests who wish to, send me emails that way or, you know, write scripture. Today, family, the title of a mini-series we're going to start, and very important one, the title is Fallen Angels, Sons of God, Serpent Seed, and Devils. We've been building up, revealing more and more of the truth of the Scripture spiritually, because a lot of the things, if you look in the flesh, you'll be out in, I don't know what kind of land, Wonderland, Disneyland, because that's what's going on right now. Our Father tells us to study to show ourselves approved, rightly divide the word, and to seek Him for the understanding. What we have received, family, we've all been deceived to some extent, okay, all of us. I'm included, okay, all of us. We have all been deceived to some extent concerning the truth of the Scripture, especially concerning pertinent knowledge regarding spiritual beings called the fallen angels. Okay, that's to say the sons of God. When you go and open up your Bible, that's what you see in there. And many have, I guess you could say, promoted the fact that we're talking about some type of being that can fly around, shapeshift into a man, and so forth. Hollywood has taken us on a roller coaster of fallen angels, sons of God, giants, hybrids, alien, mythology, monsters, and fable movies. Now, we've gotten all of that plus the, I guess you could say, the misteachings of the church system on our back. We got to come as children to the Word, okay? In the recent years, family, many who profess the love of the Creator and His only begotten Son, these are stemming from, and they write these books, okay, I want to get on the books, they write these books, but they're stemming from a religious system, and they, you know, hold the same book open that we hold open, and many of them are promoting their books, which, according to the Word, you know, we're supposed to promote the Father's truth, but when they find out that maybe it's not really what their book has promoted, they will never take these books down. But a lot of the books that we're seeing, they're coming from people in the religious system, okay? Because if they were truly sent by the Father, they would not publish a book. They would not publish something that is permanent. If you find out the truth, you must yank down the old material. And that's why I told a certain brother on our website, he asked for a particular teaching. I said, well, you know what? It's like if you would have asked me probably about 2 or 3 years ago who the Gentiles were, I would be just like everybody else and tell you it's all the nations. But once the Father starts revealing this truth, we must take down old material and stick with the truth, going through precepts, understanding what the Scriptures are telling us. We see, family, in this religious system of people who are promoting these books, I'm going to name a few of them because many of us, either if we have just been watching TV, the History Channel, the Internet, you'll see these are very popular people speaking to many of our people. And that's the problem, because our people believe this stuff. Our people have gotten into alien watching, paranormal investigations, dealing with ghosts, and all this added with all the other garbage that we have received. Many of us are doing very, very unfruitful things. Not only are we doing unfruitful things in our mind and our believing, which is a lie, but, you know, it's leading us to the Broadway for destruction. We can't even come to the scripture for the truth, because you got to get every precept right in order to really understand even Revelations, or let alone our history. So, you know, we got to go through this. Now, I'm going to name some noted ones, and, you know, I'm sure you guys heard of some of these names here. Tom Horn, okay? Tom Horn's one of them. Steve Quayle, he writes a lot about the giants and the fallen angels. Scott Johnson, this is I think he's a Christian pastor. He talks about it. Another one, Mike Hogarth. He has a lot of films, not films, I should call them little documentaries on YouTube. Speaking of that, Chuck Meisler, many of you know him. Matter of fact, they have a lost sheep right now. This is, I don't know what to call him, but he's out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. I did a couple lessons about him, Minister Forston, but he doesn't know he's a Hebrew. If he's a Hebrew, he might be a serpent seed. I don't know what he is, but he deals a lot and promotes a lot of the people that I'm speaking of, specifically Chuck Meisler. Okay, Chuck Meisler's in the religious system, but he has a lot of information out there, okay? L.A. Mazzulli, that's another one. A lot of alien, Son of God information, fallen angel information. And then we have Zen Garcia. Now, when I was in Christianity, I dealt with Zen Garcia because I had only come out to churches, and to be honest with you, I'd never heard of fallen angels till I came still reading the scriptures myself and then seeing what was out there. That's how I got into all this. I was like, fallen angels. And then I started reading. I said, it does say fallen angels. Well, it doesn't say fallen angels, but it says the sons of God. Okay? So I'm speaking the English words because many will not understand today's lesson if I don't go that route, because you're going to find that the sons of God don't mean what you think, but that's the way they term it in the scripture. So we're going to stick with that for this lesson, okay? We know it's really the sons of Yahuwah. Okay, another one, Yahya Bandele. You know, he has a lot of his lessons, and he stems them around angels when he's trying to replace Yahushua with a man. He has a book, Children of the Garden or Children of the Cave, and he speaks of angels. You know, but very misleading. Now, I know if I bring this truth forward, he will never take those books down. Another one, Sherry Schreiner. Many of you, I know that before I came in to find out I was a Hebrew, I came across her material. She speaks against Paul. She specifically likes to deal with the aliens and UFO and all this abduction and all this stuff and basically witchcraft, okay? She is a. She speaks of the alien nation, and that she's King David's granddaughter. And just this is a Caucasian, by the way. But this is just a bunch of nonsense. But they all have gotten their material somehow very popular on the internet. Not all of them are on TV, but the History Channel loves to put many of these people on there. There's a slew of others I'm not naming, but these are the ones that I'm sure many people have come across. And when you listen to their information, it's very intriguing. It does give you itching ears. You want to hear more. Then they give you the personal testimonies of all these people, and you're like, whoa, what's all this about? And because if we don't come to the Father's Word spiritually, we can be swayed with every wind of doctrine, many of the lying signs and wonders, many of the things that don't line up with Scripture. Family, this stuff is really important that we go through this information, and we will go through it. We're titling it, this is the number one of the series, Fallen Angels, Sons of God, Serpent Seed, and the Devils. And we will touch on all of those when it's all said and done, and we're going to really link it in and connect it very well for you. Because if you don't get this, you won't know what happened in the beginning. You'll listen to those who claim the seed of Abraham telling you a lot of stuff that's just way off in Scripture. If you know who these sons of God are in the Scriptures, your eyes will be open even further. You can go to Revelations now and really understand it. So we're going to hit this. This is very important. I'm not going to take any of this stuff lightly when speaking to you. I'm going to take my time with it, and I pray I get it done. I'm praying I can get all this done within like four mini-series of lessons. But it is important information that we must go over. Before we even get started, let's just go ahead and give praise and thanks to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Everybody raise their hands with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, we praise you for everything that is going on in our life, our shalom, our safety, our riches of wisdom and knowledge, everything, including Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection, so that now that Comforter is with us, dwelling within us, and the kingdom is also within us. Father, you, the Father, and we are all one. And I'll just say Yahuwah, Yahushua, and his people, those who dwell and operate within the Spirit, we are one. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your preserved word where you tell us to wait on you. We know that you are well capable of taking care of us. We know that there is nothing that's greater than you in this world. We know that. We know we have that full protection, and we thank you because your word never changes. You've left it for us, preserved, and then you've given us a set-apart spirit that even though they translated it from the original language, we still get the understanding. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We ask for a blessing over everyone is here to hear the truth of your word spoken, to get that further understanding of spiritual matters, to uplift your name as we read, Father. We ask that a blessing is put over me, my mouth, everything that comes out of it. Let it be of you, Father, none of me. And, Father, we just thank you. We praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, family. We're going to be getting into this topic, and I got to take you guys to scriptures. You know me. One thing about it, you come to our lessons, you better be prepared not to hear so much of me, but to hear more scripture, probably more scripture than you would hear in the churches, on any of these Black Talk sites, because we're going to read. If I just start speaking, then it's my opinion. We're going to take it to the Father's Word, and the understanding will be clear. There's a lot of warnings given to us in scripture pertaining to a lot of different things, but really, in this end time, it's always been about Israel and what's within Israel. We can go to Judges chapter 2 and read that the Father left the nations there to prove Israel. He didn't take them away all at once. And if you know anything about the scriptures, he was talking about when we entered into Canaan. They were calling them giants, but those were nations. Okay, those were nations. We're going to hit all this really well within this mini-series of lessons. But it's important that we know that if the word tells us one thing, I don't care what man tells us. We have to deal with the word. We have to properly precept. We have to do all these things because there is something out there to deceive us. We've been warned about it. We know the other nations don't have the word. We're never given the word or the promises or anything, and they just weren't. I don't care how much you want to intertwine words and mix words up and come up with your own understanding, but the other nations never were given any promises or anything like that. You just don't know what you're reading. When you get to find out you're a Hebrew, you think you got it all because, hey, they told you was Hebrew. Oh, this is the truth of the book. But there are people claiming to be Hebrews, Israelites, the seed of Abraham, but they have always been deceiving the people. We can read it all through Scripture. So we need to come to the truth of why, first of all, why is all this stuff being hidden from us? Why is all this, there's reasons, family. We're going to go through the reasons as we go through the material. But it's important that you get that this is no different than understanding Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, you know, when you go to John 1, we're going to be going back and forth to New and Old Covenant so you can properly precept the words to understanding. You see, if you don't know what was in the beginning and what is being pushed today, why it's being pushed today, I'm trying not to go ahead of myself, but this stuff is very deep. And, you know, I've known this for a bit. I never spoke about it because if I said one thing, I'd have to go through this whole lesson, and I wasn't ready to go through the whole lesson yet. So now the Father's pushed it on me. We're going to go through the lesson because you're supposed to know. You're supposed to get that understanding. I can jump through it all and just quickly tell you, fallen angels, I've kind of already said this before, and these sons of God, as they like to say in the scripture, well, these are Hebrews. These are Hebrews. When we are in a disobedient state, a rebellious people, we are considered fallen angels. But we are yet still the sons of the Most High. Serpent seed. Is that a serpent walking around that has a lot of children? No. Those are still Hebrews. Those are men. And when I say men, I'm talking about flesh. Devils in the scripture. What's that about? Well, if we're reading John 8:44, it tells us that these are the seed of particular genealogy, which was Cain's genealogy. So these are men. These are flesh. We have to come out of sci-fi family and get to the truth of the word. If we don't do that, many can bring in books like the Quran and to talk about how, you know, the angels didn't want to bow down to Adam and all this other crazy nonsense. They can bring in other religions. They can bring in Christianity and their lies with the fallen angels and the giants, Smithsonian hiding stuff. God is all wondering what's going on. People are seeing things in the sky. We know that these receive special technology and information. We understand that. We understand that they are not of the Most High. They don't have the same spirit. They are of the world, and the world loves that stuff. When they talk their talk, when they go through scriptures and tell you this is what it means and it's not talking about that, people love it. They have itching ears, but we got to come to the truth. We have to come to the truth, and that's what we will be doing. So I pray that you are ready to read some scripture. I pray that you are ready to get some understanding. It's important, family. This is all important. I want to take everybody to Isaiah 61 real quick, verse 1. That's all I want to read. And if you have your computer, I'm going to give you a link. If you have your handheld Bible at home, go ahead and open it up, please. Okay, I'm going to post the link. Let's see if I can get it posted here. Oh, wait, let me see. I got to make my screen bigger. I guess. There it is. Okay. There is the link for the chat line. Okay, you can get it. I just posted it, but everybody else should have their own scriptures. Okay, just always have your book ready. I don't want nobody to tell me, well, George, you said no, because we read it, and if you got eyes, you can read those English words. Many of you can read that flesh well and flip scripture. Well, read what it says. Read with me. Don't ever say George said, because I'm reading. Okay, let's go there. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of Yahuwah is upon me. Because Yahushua hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. When we bring forth this truth, those of us who are raised up in this time, have always been raised up by the Father, the Son, have always been. But we are there to do the service and the will of our Heavenly Father. And many times when we bring forth information, just like we just read in Isaiah 61:1, there's liberty given. We're binding up brokenheartedness because you've heard a faulty doctrine. We're bringing good tidings to the meek because they've heard something that just depressed them and made them made the righteous sad. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, many people will think about jail. We're not talking about jail. We'll get to all that within these lessons. But, see, we bring that information forward because without that information, many people, and they have, many of our people have gone into other religions or just being atheists after they hear some of the misteachings of the scripture. And those who will say, well, Paul's a liar, or those who will unrighteously try to confirm Paul's rebuking as truth. I'm going to take you to 2 Timothy 4. Please open up 2 Timothy 4. And as you see, I'm at home here. I got my little tea ready because I know I'll be doing a lot of speaking and reading. So let me just go ahead and get myself prepared. Go ahead and open up to 2 Timothy 4. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4. This is Paul. Paul speaking to Timothy. He says, I charge thee before Yahuwah and Yahushua, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be in season and out of season. Prove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. The truth will now be turned unto fables. I stopped there for a second because, family, like I said, I did hear about this a long time ago. At the time, I wasn't ready for it. It wasn't the Father's time to reveal that part to me. He was dealing with me on many other things. But I always said, when the truth comes, I will go take back stuff and make sure I change everything so it's current with you guys. But this turning things into fables, that's what we're seeing right now. That's what we're seeing right now. And because we discontinue from our heritage, I guess is the best way to say it, we're supposed to come to the word as children. If we do not do that, family, many of the baggage that we have had in our lives since birth, many of our people, the Hebrews, are sitting in some type of religious system anyhow, because they do believe upon the Father, the Son, the set apart spirit. They do believe in that. That's why I said Christianity really, we just got lost in it. But when you find out you're a Hebrew, you're supposed to have the truth there, but that's still not looking good. When I first came into the truth about being a Hebrew, I knew about certain things. I didn't know how I knew, but I knew it. And it wasn't taught to me in the churches. But there were certain things that I understood and I was able to go into. And people would wonder, well, how did you know that? How did you get that? You know, and I could only give them what the Father gave me. Because in a dispensation of time, the Father will reveal. That's why we're constantly seeking the Father. We're constantly laboring in the Word. But once we find out the truth, we have to give the truth freely. We have to, or we're not being a servant of the Most High. People find problem, though, with all the lies that have gone out there about women teachers and they pervert the words totally. But you're going to see why when we get done with this lesson, dealing with the fallen angels, the sons of God, the serpent seed, you know, and the devils. You're going to see why it was done, because when I show you this, I think I will knock some wigs off. Some of these men going to fall off their lazy boy. I mean, it's off the hook. When you really look at what's been done and when you understand Scripture, it makes much more sense. Once you get the truth and you're reading it for yourself, you can't go back to that same vomit. You just can't. This is part of the set-apart spirit operating in you, showing you and revealing the truth to you. It says that, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, and this is speaking of the Hebrews family, but after their own lust shall they teachers, having itching ears. Now, my phone is beeping, you guys. I don't know why people call me for my show, but it never fails. This should have everybody wondering, is this me? You know? And there's nothing wrong with if you're finding out for the first time this truth. But you research the truth yourself, ask the Father to give you spiritual understanding, and then once you get the truth, stay with the truth. Many of our people, after their own lust, some people like to talk about aliens, some people like to talk about giants, some people like to talk about paranormal events and all this. And, you know, they get them teachers who are supposed to give them the truth, but you know, certain people got itching ears out there. We're not supposed to go after that itching ear gossip. Because what we're going to find out, it says, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth. We want the truth. The truth shall, what, set you free. we as a people have been in bondage and captivity. We've been the prisoners. We have been the prisoners. We were in darkness until the Father opened our eyes. When the dry bones got blown on and the set apart spirit came upon us, we started waking up in a dispensation of time. We were in darkness. It said that they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. That's why I said much of what we have all learned has been fables. From what a hybrid is, what a giant is, where the giants go, fallen angels, when they're coming back. You know, just a lot of the information, family, has been off. And we want to get to that truth. It's important. It's very important. I want to take you guys next. I want to keep it rolling because I do have a lot of scripture to go through. But I want to make everybody understand that when I reprove or when I rebuke, I'm supposed to. If I see that there is someone out there that could be misleading the flock, it's my job to do this. When I come across the truth of the word, it's my job to reveal it. This is my job, because just as Isaiah spoke, the spirit of you who is upon me, okay, because I was anointed to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Many of them do not have this liberty. Many of them do not understand the simplicity in Yahushua. Many of them are on that broad way which leads to destruction. Many are under wolves in sheep clothing. Many have never heard about the serpent seed. Many do not realize who our true enemy is in the scripture. Many have just learned a false doctrine. So we have to go there. Let's go to Titus 1. Before we get into it, I got to make sure I lay this foundation because I don't want anybody to be on shaky grounds with me. Go to Titus 1, family. We're going to pick up at verse 10. I'd like to give everybody just a little time. That link I gave you, by the way, on the chat line, all you got to do is hit Titus 1. Let's go over to verse 10. I'm going to read verses 10 through 16. That's all. Because I want to let you know, it's not in one place that we're warned of these things, but you're going to get the understanding as we continue. Titus 1, it says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision." So they were talking about of Yehuda. So if we're going back to Yahuda, that would take us to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. They're claiming to be us. They're claiming to be Judah. But they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan or the children of the devil. So it says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision," especially our people, because we had the truth. We had the covenants. We had the Torah. We had the law. We were the ones supposed to do judgment on the earth. We just messed everything up. We were disobedient. We were unruly. It was us. Many of our people were led astray into error because of certain men creeping in unaware that we could read about in the parable of the wheat and tares. So these are especially of the circumcision. It says, "whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake." That's why I say they put these books out, these movies, these DVDs. If there's error in it, you must take it down. I don't care. You must take it down. Because if the Father truly sent you, you want to give the family the truth, not a lie. When this truth comes upon us, family, it is our obligation as servants of the Most High to pass on the truth, not lies. That's what the reproving and the rebuking is about. Prayfully, someone would hear and change from their evil ways and put the truth out, not continue in the truth, and especially not for filthy lucre's sake. That's why I said, I don't think it's meant for me to put a book out there, because what I heard was the Father said in a while I was asleep, I already wrote the book. Why write a book? I already wrote it. And at the time, all I knew is if he said for me not to write a book, that's it. I ain't writing no book. I fully understand it now, because once you put these books or these DVDs out there, speaking of things that you don't even know, and incorrectly, you believe you have the truth, but the Father never told you to put that out there. You will keep it up, especially with all those people out in the world who have itching ears wanting to hear more. They'll buy it. You keep getting kickbacks. But your material is wrong, and it's leading the people astray. For filthy lucre's sake, family, it's not something of the Most High. He says, one of them, even, and this was, you got to go back to First Titus, I'm not going to go into that, but they were out there trying to teach the people, and many of the people, they lied. They always, you know, they weren't with the truth. It says in verse 12, one of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Now, this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. You see, our family members get the part about the love in the scripture. They get that. If Christianity didn't give it to you enough, when you get to some of these Hebrew sites, they give you the love, love, love. But you don't even understand that these are some of the ones that should have been rebuked, what they're telling you, because it's not all correct. So when I come across the one person they tell you cannot teach, and I'm showing you the truth from the lie by going through the scripture, many will get upset with me instead of understanding. You're not upset with me. You're upset with the Father's work, because I just read it to you. I let you read with me. That's not what they said. That's not what they told you, and that wasn't the understanding of the scripture. That's rebuking. So it says, I don't think that Paul was saying this very lightly. He said that when that man told them that the Grecians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies, this witness is true. He says, wherefore rebuke them sharply. Make sure you do it. Look, I can't tap dance around a liar, especially if this lie, regardless of how many precepts and understandings that I go through the entire scripture, given the correct understanding for these for the scriptures, period, because I can go all through it. I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm telling you, when I get something, it's from the Father. If the Father don't give it to me, it's not in the scripture, I'm not going to speak about it. Because then I would be doing disservice not only to you, but most importantly to the Father. So when we rebuke, it is a blessing to people, but people don't take it as that. And when you rebuke, some people may say, Sister Georgia, you're hard because you named the person. They needed to be named. Because I've been throwing out the information, giving pictures, giving videos, but you see, there's many of our people stuck underneath these people. And many people find it a bad thing that I have rebuked. But the word says, wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Now, if they're truly our fathers, if they are truly belonging to our Heavenly Father with the same spirit, they will come into oneness with the truth and with us, and they will understand that they have received a blessing. But if their fruits show otherwise and they keep going on with that nonsense, collecting filthy lucre, making the righteous sad, adding more leaven to our already unleavened doctrine we received from Christianity, well, hey, you should know who they are. You should know who they are according to the word. And when I tell you who these people are, when I read the word, don't get mad at me because I said, well, shoot, that must mean you're a devil. That must mean you're the seed of the serpent. You know, that must mean you might be a fallen angel. You know, and I say it in such a way, but it's the truth because we just read it. That's called sharp rebuking. You know, I would give everybody the benefit of the doubt. If I hear someone just make one mistake, I probably will not bring out that, you know, that teacher's information like that because I see they just made a mistake. We all make mistakes. And, or if it's something that you can see where it wasn't intentionally to lead the people astray. But when there is much that is leading the people astray, and they always seem to get it mixed up dealing with spiritual matters, they always seem to not be able to stand the beginning of Genesis. Many do not accept the truth of what we're going to be going over today about the fallen angels, the sons of God. When we brought up the scripture rebuking the lie of a virginity birth, many found false. You saw all the YouTube videos out there. Some were for, some were against, some were calling each other names. We broke it down in just the way the Father wanted it broken down, because the prophecy is that the children of David, that's how the lineage of Yahushua would get there. We broke it down, showing you that it was both of Mary and of Joseph. And the prophecies are true. But it was very hard for people to accept that. When I first heard someone speaking on that, I about flipped. I said, oh, no, they did not. You know, I'm talking about the Hebrews when I heard that, when they said he wasn't divinely, you know, a virginity birth. And then I always listen. I always say, this is what they said. Let me just go listen what kind of proof they have, because I got to listen to what they're saying. Not that I got to agree with it, but I got my book open. I'm supposed to rightly divide that word, precept upon precept. What are you saying? Let me go and take a look. Are they rightly dividing that word? Because I know how to rightly divide it. I know how to read a little bit before and after. I know how to get enough to be to be familiar with what you're speaking of. And if you are right on the money, well, I have to accept that and just thank the Father, because that's a blessing. I've just received something that many don't have. So when we go through this information, family, I pray that you are seeking the Father. I pray that you are following through precepts. I pray that this is something that gives you further understanding, removes further the scales from your eyes and your heart, some of you, to get to the truth of the entire history book, our history book, even leading into Revelations. Even leading into Revelations and what's happening right now in 2014. We're going to break down this truth. So, anyhow, let me finish reading. It says in verse, I'm going to just go ahead and read Titus 1 all the way through, because you're supposed to know this. This is, like I said, the warnings out there. It says in Titus 1, verse 10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Grecians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be found, that they may be sound in the faith. Rebuke them, that's a good thing. Not giving heed to Hebrew fables or traditions of men, or the tales of our ancestors, the vanities that our ancestors learned. We can read about that in Jeremiah 16:19. Not to that mess. Not giving heed to Hebrew fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know our Heavenly Father, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. You know, it sounds to me like they're talking about the children of the devil. Could be some serpent seed in there too. Someone with a different spirit was leading people astray intentionally. Could be. Could be, family. This is a hot topic because this is the beginning of Revelations, that we're supposed to be looking out for this. It's all through the scripture, but hey, you wonder why many people believe a lie. Well, because of what we've been taught. As Yahuwah gives me, family, so shall I give unto you. I will be giving more understanding about the fallen angels, the sons of God, the serpent seed within this series. We must correctly divide the word as 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I'm going to go there. It says, thou therefore, my son is children, be strong in the grace, in the favor that is in Yahushua, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, faithful people, Hebrews, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahushua. No man, and that no man means no one, that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strives for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say. Yahushua giveth thee understanding in all things. Remember that Yahushua, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of Yahuwah is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahushua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. A lot of people take that line right there. I'm going to read it again. This is number verse 11. It is a faithful saying, and they say it all the time, for if we be dead with him, talking about Yahushua, we shall also live with him. We're talking about taking off the old man, putting on the new man. We ain't worried about the flesh, but we worry about him who can kill the flesh and the set-apart spirit. So we're talking a spiritual matter here. We're not talking about for nobody to, I'm going to go into vain visions on some of this stuff that people are using this scripture for, but it's a total defilement of the word. I don't want to get into it right now, family. Sorry, we'll get into it in days to come. It tells us, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. And the word is what we're talking about, family, too, because it was preserved and left here for us, and we have the comforter, which is the comforter, the spirit, the word, the light, the truth, all about Yahushua. This is it, family. So it says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance. This is what we're supposed to be putting the people in remembrance about. It says, charging them before Yahushua that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. When I went through the scripture and I was trying to show you guys that they use these words in English and go to Paul's letters, but read them as Paul is saying this is the truth, well, they've already subverted the words for you. I'm trying to give you the truth of the words. Read it as a letter. I can go many places with you guys speaking of Paul's epistles, his letters. And if you understand that these were letters, then you understand the truth of the word. But if you take it in the flesh because they've already perverted the word, you will be in error. You'll be in error. It says, study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah. Now, this is what everybody's supposed to be doing, not just me. Study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah. A workman is somebody who's laboring in the word, that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we get into these fallen angels, these sons of God, and we've been talking about the devils and the serpent seed and all that, we're going to explain to you what we're saying because we're going to read it. Is that what Yahushua is speaking of? I don't think so. I don't think. Family, I'm going to put on a song. Everybody hold tight, please.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you going to go? Where you going to go after you heard this truth? Thank you.
family, welcome back. Sorry about that. I had to take a quick little break and take care of a little business. But we're back on track. We're at 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, I'm reading these verses because when we read it, or many times people just precept little bitty parts to you, and they should have read a little bit before, a little bit after, to get the fullness of what is being spoken of. A lot of times people will read just that little precept, and they give what their understanding of that precept is. But we're going to let the fathers, raised up apostles and prophets, tell you the truth. Here's what we're supposed to be doing, family. We must correctly divide the word. So I went to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'll just go ahead and read it again and pick up really where I left off, which was, I think, at verse 10. But anyhow, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Yahushua, and the things that thou hast heard of me among my many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. These are the people, not just men, who shall be able to teach others also. I got to come with the truth, family. I can't lie to you, because you're going to pass that lie on. And that's what many of these international groups are doing that have headquarters located everywhere. You know which ones there. I don't have to go into names. But they have where, and they've announced this on their radio programs, I've heard them, where they're all going to be in one accord with the teaching. So if from the top of the list is wrong, and they got little subgroups everywhere teaching the same damnable doctrine, you see, we got to come into one accord on the Father's word, not on our own understanding. So it tells us, thou therefore endure hardness. Wait a minute, let me know. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahushua. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life. We're not about the flesh. That's all he's saying. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier, because it's about the spirit, family. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. You believe that this person put on the garbs, they tell you the Father sent them, so we know that it says, touch not my anointed. And you believe that that's one of the Most High's anointed. You follow them through the inn, you support their lies, you do all these things. But the Father is speaking of those who labor in the word, strive for mastery, and they are crowned by the Most High, but they're doing it, they're striving lawfully and spiritually. They're seeking the Father when they come to you. It says, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruit. He's crowned. He, she, they're crowned, if they are truly sent by the Father. So it says, consider what I say, and Yahushua give thee understanding in all things. Now, don't forget, consider what I say. That's what he's saying to you. If it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. They're not going to be talking, when they go to Revelations, they're not going to be telling you what happened in Great Britain or America being Babylon. No, it's not about that. Those are the affairs of this life. We know the New World Order and all this stuff that's going on out there. We hear the lies of the aliens, the fallen angels, the giants, and you know, we can go on and on and on with this mess. But those are the cares of this life, the fables, the lies. We don't entangle ourselves with that mess. It says, no man warreth entangled himself, and we are soldiers, so we're not going to be warring, entangling ourselves with the affairs of this life. It's not about the flesh. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say. Yahushua giveth thee understanding in all things. Remember that Yahushua of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of Yahuwah is not bound. They can do what they want to the flesh, but the truth of the word, the spirit, don't go out. They can't stop that. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake. And we're talking about Israel. For the elect's sake, Many are called, but few are chosen. Many can claim the seed of Abraham. Many can claim to be a Hebrew. Many can claim to be an Israelite. But many are going to be on that Broadway because they're still in the flesh. Children of the flesh, these are not children of the Most High. It's children of the Spirit. So he says, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahushua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we come out of the old man, the flesh, we shall also live with him because he is spirit. He is dwelling with us. You get it? It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, speaking of Yahushua, we shall also live with him. And he is dwelling within us. He is the spirit. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, and this, what? The truth. What will set you free? The word. It says if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahushua, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun babbling, and but shun profane and vain babbling, that nonsense that's going on right now. But shun it, for they will increase unto more unrighteousness. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You're warned of this, family. It's not a big thing I'm saying it. I'm just reading what it says, and then I'm precepting in other places so that maybe you'll get it. This is when I rebuke sharply some of these people, because we're supposed to shun profane and vain babbling, because if we don't, they will increase unto more unrighteousness. It tells us, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, he says, who concerning the truth they have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahuwah standeth sure, having this seal. Yahuwah knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Yahushua depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. This takes you back to Romans 9, when he was talking about children of the flesh versus children of the spirit. And he went through Rebecca and Jacob. And he also went through Sarah and Abraham. He talked about the Pharaoh as well. But listen, some of these vessels that are dwelling right with us, some of these vessels are for dishonor. Specifically, we're talking about our Hebrew history book. So we're talking about what's right there within Israel. Some are for honor. Some are for dishonor. This is the Father's word. This is the Father's understanding. It says, but in a great house, and Israel is a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. We have to go there. We have to rightly divide the word. We have to precept it properly, because this is our only understanding to get into our Father's truth. We can go to Isaiah 28. We're going to go there. We're going to go there. I pray you have patience for the truth of the word. I pray you, loving it, because many don't do this. If we don't read what the Father says about this, it's crucial. You might be one that has a vain babbler or a profane person speaking to you. You might have itching ears. You might not know that the Father feels that you shun these people. You sharply rebuke them with the word. Leave them alone. If they don't want to come to the truth, leave them alone. It tells us in Isaiah 28, I'm going to read verse 1. It says, woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim. We're talking about the northern kingdom, Israel, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcomers with wine. Now, this is the same wine that's spoken of in Revelations, that cup full of abominations, okay, the confusion, the Babylon. It's all spiritual. Think spiritual when we go through this, family, or you will not get it. It says, behold, Yahushua hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with his hand the crown of the pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, this is speaking of the northern kingdom, shall be trodden underfoot, under feet. It says, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth it, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall Yahushua of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine. This is the confusion, the Babylon, the woman, the whore that sits on many waters. And through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet had erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. You can read about that in Isaiah 1 again. So that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be on precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahuwah was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of Yahushua, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Okay, this is going back to the southern kingdom, Judah, okay? Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourges shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehoods have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus said Yahuwah, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. For the time that it taketh, for the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. Family, a lot of what we have been taught since we found out we were Hebrews especially, those precepts have not been upon precept, rightly dividing the word. They give here too little and there too little. They've either added to or taken away from the truth of the word. They will give you just the precepts of the reading of the letter, but they won't read a little bit before or after to let you know or let you understand that these were letters and these were rebuking letters. When we get to speaking of these fallen angels, and you're going to understand that the angels wrapped in flesh are us. But just as we've been reading through the books of Acts and so forth and the lessons that we have been doing, the serpent seed or the children of the devil are right amongst Israel. They are in a fallen state. When they speak of fallen angels, they're angels too, but they have fallen. They have fallen. Their spirit's not right. Some of them, they come straight from the devil. Certain men crept in unawares, and they won't change what they tell you, but they're usually in leadership positions, leading the people to error. But our people like to run with every doctrine that comes through. Our people have the itching ears. When the truth is presented, many will rebuke and reject it, like they have the prophets, the apostles, and some even me. When we bring this truth forward, family, and we can read it in the scripture with properly precept and line up on line, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing that word, you must come into agreement that this is not Sister Georgia, this is the word. You must at this point refurbish your thinking. You must come into the truth that, well, if this means that there are fallen angels, that would mean that the fallen angels must be, and you'll probably figure out that you might be one of them. If you're under one of these tares, their teachings, they put you in a fallen state. Fallen angels is not, they talk about the angels that were, that Satan took a third of his angels and cast them to the earth. We can go in scripture where many times that was told of our people, that the Father cast us off, cast us to the earth. But it's not a literal dropping from up in the sky to the earth. We're talking, when we say sons of God, we're talking not about the angels in heaven, we're talking about people. We're talking about people. When we talk, like, the words are what confuses people. When we talk about men and brethren, when they say that in the scripture, they're talking about the assembly. The word is never divided between the people. Never. The Father sent his only begotten Son for his people, not for just the men. Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection wasn't just for the men so they can get the set-apart spirit. It was for the people, both the men and the women. When we come into finding out the truth of what really happened in Genesis 6, that's what we're going to be leading to pretty soon. When we get to finding out that truth, some people will be really shocked. Some people will understand why others, who I've rebuked on many other teachings, and they won't change it, they won't take their books down, they won't do any of this stuff, but you can read what they say and hear what they say and then read what the Father says, and you determine, well, what are they? But they have a bunch of lies, especially when it gets to Genesis. Because you have to know the beginning. The beginning tells you really who you are to understand more precepts that are in other parts of the scripture. Many have perverted these precepts. Many look at the words and they pervert the word to say, oh, it says woman. Well, that's just a woman. Yet in all, they can go to Revelations and tell you the woman is the church. I've seen many go to the daughter of Zion in other scriptures and know that's Israel, but they will go to the parts that they select to pick out to put down the woman and separate the nation of Israel. Like Yahushua said, a nation divided, a house divided can't stand. He letting you know. And these called him a devil. They were against Yahushua. They were always against the brethren. So when we come to bring forth this truth, you're going to understand why they had to lie. Even our Hebrew brothers, some of them teach this mess, and the women, some of them that are under them teach this mess too. But you're going to see, why did they do it? Why is everything flipped upside down? That understanding is going to be made very clear, family. What I will do is I'll take everybody to Deuteronomy 28:29. Here's a for instance. It says, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Well, we read that, and that's part of the curses. And then in 2014, we'll hear how, and I'm going to get it up. I got to get it up. I got to go there with you guys because I got to show you this. I want to show you and give you the understanding of what the Father is speaking of, what his prophets were speaking of, his apostles, even the ones he lifted up in 2014. I'm going to show you what they do. I have to show you this. You have to get this understanding, family. It's so important. I'm going to be taking you guys to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Let me get that up on my screen real quick because you got to get this. This is what they do, and this is why many people don't understand the truth of Genesis. This is why many of the people are looking to do some type of work that the Father did not want you to do. This is why so much is out of order right now with the people. Okay. It tells us, let me go back in Deuteronomy 28:29. Now, this is part of the curses. Many of the people who wake up to find out the truth that they're a Hebrew Israelite understand the curses. The curses are simply if we didn't obey and hearken. All the blessings that we read about the first, 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28, well, the Father goes total opposite. He repays us for our evil doing, and he gives us a long list of things that are going to be against his people. But when you get to Deuteronomy 28, verse 29, it says, speaking of Israel, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. The reason why the Father put that in there, no man shall save thee, because that's what many are trying to do right now, although they're wolves, ravishing wolves in sheep clothing. They're telling you, go here, this is your salvation. They're telling you that you can't have a spirit unless you get a righteous Hebrew man because you got no connection with the Father. So I'm your salvation on earth. I'm going to tell you where they get this from. I'm going to show you something. You got to pay attention to what is happening, family. It's so important. When you go to Ephesians 5, I'm going to read it through real quick because I want you to get the fullness of it. It's important. This is all going to give you clarity why we have to go and now redefine what a fallen angel is, what a son of God is, what a serpent seed is, what a child of the devil is. What is the devil in the scripture? We have to go through that. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 1 down for you. And pay attention. It says, be ye therefore followers of Yahuwah as their children, and walk in love as Yahushua also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yahuwah for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger or unclean person or nor coveted man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Yahushua and his father Yahuwah. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because it says, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahuwah upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. We just read, shun anyone who's not giving you the truth of the word. Okay? Talking, babbling, and all this stuff. Vain talkers. It says, for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in Yahushua. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's why we got to come to the truth of what fallen angels and the sons of God and the serpent seed and devils are in Scripture. Okay? He says, for the fruit of the Spirit, that's what you're supposed to be testing, the fruit of the Spirit, is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Rightly divide that word. Proving what is acceptable unto Yahushua, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. If the Spirit has no fruit, and his unrighteousness is bad and is a lie. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Who's the light? Well, the Father in us, the Spirit, when we reprove with the word, it says, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So if I reprove and show you where that's not what it says, there's light here. It says, wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. And Yahushua should give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. It says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahushua is. And be not drunk with wine. This is the wine of Babylon. This is the confusion. Wherein is excess. But be filled with the Spirit. It says, speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Yahuwah. Giving thanks always for all things unto our Father and his only begotten Son in the name of Yahushua. Now here you go. Pay attention. Pay attention. Verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yahuwah. Because submitting yourselves to one another is simple, is simply brotherly love. That's all that's saying. But to one another, the saints, the children of the Most High, everybody, both the men and the women, are working out their salvation in fear and trembling. Now, if we are submitting ourselves to one another, showing brotherly love in the fear, in the reverence of Yahuwah, it says, let's keep reading, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto Yahushua. All Paul is doing right here, family, he is talking to the Ephesians who were flesh. They were dealing and operating in the flesh. They were known as Gentiles, children of the devil, basically. He was trying to, he was one of the gatherers and the fishermen they talk about, he was one of them going out there to talk to the Gentiles, the lost sheep. Many of them had learned the ways of the heathen. Many of them, just like some of the ones in Judah who rejected Yahushua, it said that the scribes and the Pharisees, those hypocrites, they're making the children of Israel more devils than themselves, children of hell than themselves. So this is, he had to go at their level. Many places we can go into scripture, Paul told, yeah, I'm a Roman. Whatever level your brain was at, he went that way. If to get you to get the truth. So right here, he is talking to the Ephesians who were flesh thinkers. He says to them, he gives them a comparison between him, okay, himself, Yahushua, and the bride, and a man and a woman. Pay attention. Because he just told us in 21, this is brotherly love, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yahuwah. He says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto Yahushua. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahushua is the head of the assembly, and he is the Savior of the body, okay? Therefore, as the assembly is subject unto Yahushua, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. But it's not talking about what people are talking about today. Total submission, you ain't got no spirit, you ain't got no word in you, shut up, be quiet, don't talk in the assembly. No, no, no. Husbands, love your wives, even as Yahushua also loved the assembly, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of, for the washing of water by the word. No water baptism, the spiritual cleaning, the washing by the word, the set apart spirit's going to flow on you, that he might present it to himself a glorious assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be set apart and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, because we're all one. We're all members of the same body, family. For no man ever yet hate his own flesh, but nourish and cherisheth it, even as Yahushua, the church, the assembly. He says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. It says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. You got people talking concubines and stuff like that, but it's talking, this part right here is in Genesis about Adam and Eve and how the Hebrews would be as one, okay? Now, verse 32 just breaks it all out for you, and what I'm showing you is if many people want to go to this and compare it, okay, see, woman, you got to be in subjection to your husband because just like Christ is with the church, but you will never hear none of these, I don't even know what to call them. You and none of these teachers, they will never go to this verse right here. Verse 32. Now, Paul had told the people all this. He was dealing with the Ephesians who only he could come to them as in the flesh to teach them and give them understanding. Not that what he was talking about in the flesh is like symbolism so that they can get it. So right here he says, this is a great mystery. He's going to explain it, what he just was talking about. But I speak concerning Yahushua and the assembly. You get it? He went through all that, but he wasn't talking and dividing and all this other stuff. What he was saying was, I came on your level. I'm trying to give you understanding. He said, but this is a great mystery. I speak concerning Yahushua and the assembly. I ain't talking about a man and a woman, a wife and a husband. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as he loves himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So he wasn't giving you a commandment about a husband and wife. He was all this, everything Paul was speaking about was the assembly in Yahushua. When, and it talked about how that man, just like Yahushua is the savior of our body, so is the man the savior of the wife. Many of them pervert that scripture. They go here and there with the lie because Deuteronomy 28:29 says, and no man shall save thee. Why are we seeing people telling other people in 2014 that it takes a man to save a woman? Somebody been lying to somebody. Somebody, if they're truly hearing the word of our Father, I'm speaking about the Hebrews. I'm not even worried about the rest of them out there. If they know the truth about this, and when we come to this truth by precepting it, they should accept the truth. Because somebody is definitely lying to somebody with what is being spoken and the truth of the word. Now, it says, and no man shall save thee. Why was it important for Yahushua to put that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 29? Well, mark of the beast, seed of the serpent, wolves in sheep clothing, lambs that speak like dragons. Go and pervert Genesis to you. They will really, and I'm going to take you to one lesson in particular, and you're going to hear this. Not today. They're going to go and pervert the truth of what the sons of God mean in a perverted way that's still off. But they do that intentionally. I'm going to show you why. When you understand who these sons of God and who these fallen angels are, even when you go to the book of Enoch, you can figure it out. When you understand who was that third of angels that were thrown onto the earth, when you understand that many times in the scripture, especially when it speaks about the sons of God, even in the book of Job, we can go to the book of Jude, we can go to many places in the book, and people have always told us that's talking about angels. But it's not, family. It's not. We have to get our mind blank like little children. Come to the word and be prepared to hear the truth. Because we're going to find out that all of this was subtly put together in such a way that it keeps us in the flesh, which keeps us away from the kingdom. Keeps us away from the kingdom. I'm going to take you guys to 2 Peter chapter 2. We're going to get into what many believe to be angels. Angels. They believe this to be angels. 2 Peter chapter 2. Okay, all this, family, when we talk about, I'm hot over here, family, I'm sorry. We had a rain to kind of cool things off, but the humidity is so hot up here, and I didn't put on a fan because y'all would not be able to hear me, but I am steaming over here. when we go to 2 Peter, I'm going to give you some examples, and I'm going to bring you current to what this is really speaking to, because once we go there and we properly precept it, we're going to go somewhere else where many won't want to go. Many, when they have heard a perverted lie of the truth of the scripture, I will probably be called a witch and a Jezebel even further. And whatever rhymes with witch, I'll probably be called that too. Because the truth of the matter is, this is our history book. Many of the things that we have believed to be sci-fi, and that's the truth of the word. Christianity tells us, the History Channel shows us these things. These movies are outrageous with these fallen angels, these so-say ghosts, these so-say aliens, all this stuff. They take the truth of the Father's word and pervert it. Well, we know what they do. We know what they do. We know where their spirit is. We know. They have the spirit of the world, the flesh. So did Cain's genealogy. So did Cain's genealogy. See, when you really understand the scriptures to the fullest, you will understand why I keep telling everybody it's not about the rest of the world. And it's not. I can prove to you that in scripture. When you get into scripture, you better understand who the Father's speaking to. You better understand that when you go to trying to figure out revelations or even understand the scriptures, he wasn't concerned about the other nations. And I know that makes a lot of people sad. These Goyim, he don't care about. He sits back there at the spittle like a drop in the bucket. He ain't going to say that and then want to bring them in. I'm sorry. I know people are probably ready to put a pitchfork through the internet line to get me, but hey, it's the truth. We have learned a jacked-up doctrine from not only the world, but those Hebrews who claim in Abraham's lineage who are of the world. They are further promoting some of this stuff. When we go to 2 Peter chapter 2, and let's see, we have 29 minutes left, so what I'm going to do, I want to take another break. I'm sorry, family, but I'm by myself, and I must take me a little break. I'm going to play something really short. Really, really short, just for you guys to take a second, because I got to have something to drink, family. I'm sorry. You look like all my songs are all long. Oh, my goodness. They're all long. Okay. I'm trying to pick out the shortest one. I got them all long. Okay, family. I'm trying to get one under 2 minutes. I don't see anything out there. Okay, I'm going to play this one only because I don't have to. Oh, no, I'm gonna put Virtuous Woman. Now, just remember, Virtuous Woman is talking about Israel. That's only a minute long. I'm going to put that on there, then we're going to get to some more truth. And I do see a hand up. Okay, I'll take the caller first. How about that? Because we only have 29 minutes. I'm not going over 2 hours. Know that. I'm not, because I have other lessons. Let me go ahead and open up the mic real quick. Area code 305, Shabbat Shalom. Hello? Okay. Area code 305, your hand must be up by mistake, correct? I'm going to take you off. Okay. Let me go ahead and play A Virtuous Woman. Now, this is scripture. This is when Israel was in a righteous state. Let's pay attention. This the virtuous woman is all Israel, the men and the women. If you are a virtuous woman, you are doing the right thing according to our Father. He is very pleased with you, the sons and the daughters of the Most High. This is a virtuous woman. Here we go.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart for her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and no evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and work willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of the household, and eateth not of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest in them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her own work speak for her in the gate.
All right, family, we're back. We have about 26 minutes left or so. I'm not going into overtime, but if you have a question, I'll open the mic after I finish reading, okay? I want to take everybody first to 2 Peter 2. Because something is said in there that would make people believe that they are speaking about angels. And we can read the same thing in the book of Enoch. And many have believed that they were talking about angels. But we're going to look at it for a second. Go ahead and open up to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, family. Begin at verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying Yahushua that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Taking you back, verse 4, for if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. People take verse 4 and think that they're talking about the angels who fell in Genesis 6, linking back up to the book of Enoch, and they're in chains of darkness underneath the ground somewhere, and they have all these pictures flying around the internet, and that we've seen where you got, so say, Lucifer, he naked, but he got his angel wing, and he's down where there's a bunch of rocks just waiting, and he mad. No, that's not what they're speaking of, family. That, just understand this. We're doing like Paul did, another comparison, how he told you at the very end of Ephesians 5, although he was comparing a husband and a wife to Yahushua and the assembly, he lets you know, I'm telling you this mystery, I'm speaking of Yahushua and the assembly. That's the point you're supposed to get out of what I've just said. Well, if you've listened, and I'm going to reread it to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Check it out. Who is he speaking to? But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying Yahushua that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. I want y'all to think about verse 4. I ain't going to make it easy for you because you're going to have homework. What do you think he's talking about right there, family? I'm going to tell you next lesson because I want y'all to do a little research, ask the Father to reveal. And if you get the right answer, hallelujah. But we're going to break it down. Let's keep reading, though. I want to come back to verse 4. That's y'all homework, verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 2. What is the understanding of, for if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment? What do you think that's speaking of, family? It's a good thing to understand that Yahushua already told us, hey, lo, I come in the volume of the book, Old and New Covenant. It's all about me, right? You must understand this. Verse 4 is homework. We're going to go a little further. It says, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the eighth person. Now, see, this right here should take us right back to Jude, the book of Jude, because he's going to speak of the same things, letting you know who is it that Yahushua spared. It said he spared not the angels that sinned. He ain't talking about no fallen angels like what you see in TV, Hollywood, or these made-up books and fables of men, traditions of men, all this nonsense. He said, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Then it jumps to say, and spared not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the unrighteous, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live unrighteously. See, when we go to Sodom and Gomorrah, many of us, there again, we've been taught that, well, it was angels who wanted to have sex with messengers of the Most High. It was angels, that's what they say. It was wickedness in Sodom and Gomorrah. Many of you heard this. Was that what really happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? Was it true that it said that the sons of God, when they appeared unto the Father, that Satan came along with them? And when they were speaking to Job, what are they talking about? When it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair or fitted extensions, that they went into them, what is that speaking of? What is that speaking of? Is that speaking in any way of a spiritual experience with an angel who basically raped a flesh woman? The correct understanding is we know through the word that the Father's angels are spirits. You can go and read where it says there are bodies celestial and bodies terrestrial. There's flesh bodies and there's terrestrial bodies. Everything was after its own kind in Genesis. Everything had to be after its own kind. So if we're talking about the angels, that's a spiritual body. They didn't have flesh. That's not what they had. When you get down to the women of the earth, they had to have flesh on them. We went through the understanding that Yahushua said a body had to be prepared for him so that his spirit can come dwell in that vessel. Because we're not talking flesh, we're talking spirit. So in order for an angel who is spirit, if you believe that a fallen angel is what the world tells you, a fallen angel doesn't have a flesh body. It cannot procreate with something of a different kind. It wasn't talking about a fallen angel in the sense of the worldly fallen angel. That's not what it was talking about. These scriptures are talking about men. Whose history book is it? Whose history book is this? Is it the world's history book? I believe they have theirs. I believe they are still publicizing and making history with theirs. Ours was preordained and written before the foundations of the earth already, and the prophets just wrote it all down. Everything was going to be that was going to be. The Father said, my word will not come back void. What was preserved for us was already known about. So whose history book is this? You know, it's our history book. The enemies, when we went under captivity and we discontinued from our heritage, they took everything we had. But we were warned that they would be there to prove us. The Father wants to know, are you going to listen to me and be obedient, or are you going to hearken to them? Many people have hearkened to the lies of the fallen angels. I was one included. Many have. We've bought into these lies, family. But the truth of the word, this is our history book, and that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about a heavenly being coming down. Ooh, look at this fine mama. Let me get with her. You know, no. Because if we look at that, we have forgotten the truth and the true precepts of the word. Precept must be on precept. Precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, here a little, there a little. We have to rightly divide that word. If King Solomon, the wisest, if he tells us that there is no new thing underneath the sun, you see, you can't say, see, this is new. No, because it's been of old. There's no new thing underneath the sun. What is it that you see today that we can link back to some books that were taken out, to Genesis, to the book of Judges, to the book of Joshua, to the book of Kings. Go back, look, the book of Ezra, Nehemiah. I'm going to show you guys this. Y'all going to be like, what? Family, what is it that happened in our history book? I'm going to give you guys a little hint, okay, because you better understand what 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 is speaking of. What is the fallen angels? What are the sons of God that fail or that in Genesis 6 took these women? What was it all about? Here is a little hint. People hate when I play this one, but this is a little hint, and I've been trying to show y'all certain things. I pray that y'all not getting mad at me, but pay attention, okay? It's for your own understanding, because you got that homework, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. I want you to link all that up. I'm going to tell you what that's all about in our next lesson, but check it out. Here's your hint. This is what all of this is about, family. Pay attention.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about a booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. We're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, violence gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. And all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. You know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back up, we're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, Judite. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the Judite woman, her hair gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket. So when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, man, I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right, I had to play that for you. That's your hint. That's your hint of the fallen angels. That's your hint for the sons of God, the understanding. That's your hint for the serpent seed, and that's your hint for the devils. Now, I'm going to read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 again. Pay attention. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying Yahushua that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Who is he speaking about concerning these angels that sinned? Were the angels at any point in scriptures given the Torah? Because sin is transgression of the law. Y'all probably getting where I'm going with this, because I'm going to show you some stuff in lessons to come. I pray you're paying attention. I'm going to keep reading, though, because there's more said. Verse 5, remember, who was Noah out there with? We're going to read Genesis again so you can get it. But it says, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of unrighteousness, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live unrighteously, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that the righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous spirit from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yahushua knoweth how to deliver the righteous out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Don't forget about verse 4 now. If Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment. Go to verse 9. It says, and Yahushua knoweth how to deliver the unrighteous out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust, the rebellious, the sinful, punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government. Presumptuously are they self-will. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. What are dignitaries? Dignitaries are the ones that the Father raised up. These people are presumptuous. They're self-willed. They're not afraid to speak evil of those that the Father raised up. We saw that throughout Scripture, family. What do you think those angels who sinned? Because remember, Paul let us know, many of the people who went out from us, they were of us. All Israel will be saved, but all Israel's not of Israel. Yahushua gave you the biggest warning and told you the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. Then later, he talks about these scribes and Pharisees as being hypocrites, blind guides. They were children of hell, but making you more of children of hell than themselves. They blocked the way of the kingdom. Ezekiel 17 talks about how they offer salvation to you. But the Father says he's going to send hunters and fishermen to gather you if you've been misled by them. But not everybody been misled, family, because broad is that way to destruction. Not everybody has been misled. Some people know doggone well that this is talking about Hebrews. What kind of state are you in? Are you in a righteous state or a fallen state? The virtuous woman, that is the opposite of the woman that sits with the golden cup in her hand, the harlot, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots. That's just opposite of it. We're talking, Scripture is not talking division between the people. There was already a division in the beginning. When you understand the truth of Genesis 6, when you look back in the book of Enoch, when you figure out what happened in the second book of Adam and Eve, what happened throughout all the scripture? Who are these fallen angels? Who are these sons of God? What did they do? What are they doing? You'll get it. Right now, we've just been reading what book is this? Hold up a second. Second Peter, second chapter. much of this goes back to the book of Jude. Jude only has one book. But when you read it, people have in past times said the book of Jude is talking about fallen angels. No, baby. No. It's not talking about fallen angels. It's talking about the same thing that Yahushua spared not. These angels that sin. We are angels in the flesh. This whole book is about our people. Somebody is here doing certain things that are leading the people astray. And they will never tell the people that these angels are not the worldly fallen angels that we read about in these books and see in these movies. No, these are us. So let me just go a little bit further because I want to make sure everybody's getting this. We've got about 6 minutes left. I want to get through it all. It says, I'm going to pick up at verse 7. It says, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexes righteous spirit from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Yahushua knows how to deliver the unrighteous out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government. It says, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries or dignities. Angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not really accusations against them before our Father. But these, as natural brute beasts. Now remember the beast, the beguiling beast. Later we find out that the beguiling beast who deceived both Adam and Eve, because Adam and Eve, neither one of them hearkened to the commandment of the Father, they were kicked out. And that's where Cain went to get his wife, with those brute beasts out there. So it says, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, there is a vessel of honor and a vessel of dishonor. We're talking about our history book. What has been with Israel? What is Revelation speaking of? Are these really fallen angels like the world says, or are they something else? Well, I would beg to differ. They're something else. They're Hebrews, but specific type of Hebrews. They can claim the lineage of Abraham, be a Hebrew Israelite and all that stuff, but there's a difference between these. It says, but these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. This is their own doing and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleased to riot in the daytime. Spots, they are it says, spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable spirits, and heart they have exercised with covetousness practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following after the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Do you hear us talking about really angels here, our people, in our history book? Do you understand the story of when they call him a dumbass? Remember the ass was speaking? Well, we're not going to go in that right now, but you better understand what this stuff is talking about. It says, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, for his sin. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water. This is back to Jude 1. These are wells without waters. Everybody thought that Jude was speaking of fallen angels. No, this right here we're reading can go right back to the book of Jude, but it's not talking about fallen angels like you know in the world. It's talking about Hebrews, certain Hebrews. It says, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh. I can give you so many examples of this. Oh, my goodness, it kills me that I don't have enough time. But anyhow, it says, these are wells without waters. Go back and read Jude 1 when y'all do y'all study. Clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh. They teach of the flesh through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape. 90 seconds. Those that, you know what, fam, I'm going to give out the number just in case. But I'm just going to read, I'm not going to read any more than what I want to read in 2 Peter chapter 2 because you're going to have a little homework, but I want you to get this. I'm going to send you where you need to go to get the understanding. The number, we have about a minute left. I'm just going to read 2 Peter chapter 2. That's it. But I'm going to give you enough to work with. You ought to have the correct answer next Bible lesson we have, okay? Family, the number is 646-595. We've got 60 seconds. 646-595-4111. Okay, I want to finish this up because I want y'all to get it, okay? It says, let's see where I left off at. Excuse me. Okay, give me a second. I lost my spot. Okay. Okay, I'm going to pick up at verse 17. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh. Through much wantonness, those that work from them who live in error. 10 seconds. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. We've been talking about this, family. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of Yahushua and Yahuwah, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Doesn't that sound like when Yahushua cast those devils, those spirits that were in the people, their understanding, when he cast it out, he said, but if you don't operate out the set-apart spirit, you're going to be in worse condition than you were in the beginning because you're going to have seven more come attack you. Here's what we're reading right here. Verse 20 of 2 Peter chapter 2. For if after they have escaped the pollutions or have, they have gotten the devils removed from them of the world through the knowledge of Yahushua and the Father, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Understand what the scripture is talking about, family. For it had been better for them not to have known the ways of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the set-apart commandments delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Family, I pray that what I've given you right there, if you have been keeping up with our lessons, you should be right on the money. Because you see, family, it's no great mystery who the scriptures are speaking of. They're speaking to the Hebrew Israelites. It's no great mystery that Paul had to tell everybody, but I give you a mystery. I'm speaking about Yahushua and the assembly. It's no great mystery when you read about how the Spirit came upon the people, because the Spirit is what brings the people back to the Father. So the women got to have it too. It's no mystery when you hear the truth read, but you go back to the same vomit because that man, through the flesh and his own understanding, tell you a woman can't teach, that this is what that means. Oh, they got people making lies up. They like to bring your flesh understanding surfacing, so you're operating out the flesh. They will tell you how the world flipped the role of the black man and the black woman. They would like you to only understand of the flesh because, yes, was that done? Oh, yeah, that was done. It was done. Did we accept white Jesus? Yep, that was done too. Is this world, the dollar, collapsing? Oh, yeah, it's being done. Are the powers that be in this world, the entire world, are they poisoning us in the water system, in the food, in what we see on TV, in the school system, medically, Planned Parenthood, drugs, guns? Yes, all this is true. Are there actual physical wars that take place daily on this earthly existence? Well, yeah, that's true too. But is that what the Father's speaking of when he goes to Revelations, when he tries to give you understanding, when he set his apostles, his prophets, when he even put me up here to tell you certain things that are on a spiritual level? Is he talking about the things of the world, or is he talking about the things of the Spirit, the things that he fulfilled, so that when we go back, we're brought back into remembrance? Don't let anybody deceive you with vain words, babbling. The truth of it is, family, you're going to find out that Genesis 6, no, it is what I thought it was, and I didn't want to bring it out for a while until I was exactly sure, and I'm on it now. And I will precept that for you. Speaking of those fallen angels, who are those fallen angels? What happened? Hey, is there anything you can say that's new? Has this been done before, what the fallen angels did? Oh, it's still being done. Some of them call it concubines that they're gathering. Some of them call it concubines. When I played that little song about Butte, these are people that are getting a different understanding of Scripture than what was meant to be gotten, because we can go in Scripture where it was commanded of us to leave all the other nations alone. Not to do that. Don't give your sons, don't take their women, and don't give your daughters to their men. Don't do that. When we look at Genesis, family, who were their sons of God? Who were they? Who were the sons of God? Who were the fallen angels that Enoch speaks of? Why is it that we can go through the first book and the second book of Adam and Eve and we never hear about fallen angels or giants? Why is it that when I went through and showed you by reading, one place they call them giants, another place now they've taken the word giant out and call them people and nations? Do you understand what that's about? Why is it that you can understand that it says Cain went out and got him a wife? It wasn't his sister. Now, like some of the people will tell you, he had a sister, and da-da-da-da-da, or they'll come bring in Lilith, da-da-da-da. Are you reading? Do you have an ear to hear? Who are these sons of God? Who are these fallen angels? What is the serpent seed? Who are considered devils in the Scripture? What is the great big deception that if that time wasn't cut short, even the elect would be deceived? What is all this about? Because somewhere along the line, we're hearing two different gospels being taught. One spiritual, one flesh. One that leads you to destruction, one that brings you into the fold, keeps you safe, keeps you in the spirit. The flesh is weak, the spirit is strong. One teacher will tell you about spiritual things. Some claim they tell you about spiritual things, but if you listen to the message, it's so beguiling, it's nothing but the flesh they're speaking of. You'll never hear me, ever hear me tell you, you got to stockpile. There's nothing wrong with planting a garden, but that's not a criteria for end times that you got to prepare yourself with. You'll never hear me say that America's Babylon, and you got to flee. You'll never hear me tell you about keeping a feast day right now. That's all flesh. But as we read the Scriptures, and certain parts, it might just be one line, it'll talk about an angel. But the rest talks about these wicked people. Why is it that you have learned the lie that these are angels and not people? in Christianity and with some of these Hebrew sites, they tell you, see, this was a Hebrew who just went, he stumbled. But ain't nothing wrong with him. Not telling you that the criteria that this person has done and keep these criteria these people are doing that Yahushua warned you of as well as the others in the scripture. No, these are the seeds of the serpent. This is what Israel needs to be paying attention to. Don't look at those Jewish people out there and say, see the synagogue of Satan because they got that book out there. You've inherited the lie. Just like the world, they do all kind of things with them. Murder people, do everything. Got you looking to the right, is all over the news. They keep showing you the old fake Holocaust and all that stuff. They got you looking at this while the truth is on the other side. They got you believing that either you're going to be a Republic or a Democrat, knowing that they both are the same entity in works. Yahushua told you, I'm leaving these nations here to prove you, to see if you're going to hearken to me or to them. Are you going to serve the created more than the creator? In order to serve the creator, we have to come into his truth, not fables, not vanities, not of those who speak great swelling words who don't really know our Father. Father never told them to give you that message. I'm speaking to Hebrews. I ain't speaking to the world. I'm speaking to the Hebrews. When we get through this, I pray you don't have an evil heart, because what I'm going to tell you is going to go directly against what you have heard from the Hebrews. And I pray that you are reading and seeking the Father for the truth, because I tell you, this could be very, very, I'm going to spill it out to you. You know, many of our people do listen to doctrines of other people, and I know they do, and it doesn't matter to me because it's on them. As long as I teach the truth, I'm being a good, faithful watchman. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, as long as I do what the Father says. But many people have strengthened the hand of the wicked, and what I mean by that is, in this time period, the wicked is allowed to flourish. They will go on Facebook and quote the lies of a flesh man. Don't know what they're talking about, because when I confront some of these, they can't give me no other scripture but the regurgitated mess that they have heard. But that means you love the created more than the creator. Many will go to and fro and come against the Most High's anointed. Well, we know King David, even though King Saul was in an unrighteous state, he said, I can't harm him. That's Most High's anointed. But many will come and act like I'm a piece of dog poo-poo and curse me out, call me names, and do whatever, when I can show them what these scriptures mean. We're in the wilderness. Right now is the time to get it right. A man will be finer than gold, but you will go through trials and tribulations. The Father says that he will keep you from the wicked if you seek him. That means you got to come to him with truth. You don't know if this is truth or not. You go to the Father, ask him. Because through the Spirit, you will get the understanding. It's not that hard. But how much do you really love the Father? You know, it comes down to people hearing other people tell them, you don't love the Father, you this, you that. The Word says that they speak out of their own evil hearts, their own lustfulness. They're speaking from that. They're very vile. So the Word tells us all this, and our people seem like they can't put two and two together. But family, we're in the wilderness. This is the time to get it right. You better know the signs of the times, the times of the signs, whichever way that goes. You better know the truth. This is major. This sons of God, these fallen angels, this is something major. I will be able to connect from the beginning of Genesis, go through the scriptures with you, and hit Revelations up so nice. And maybe when you go out there and you venture out and you hear others speaking, and you'll see how they pervert that deal with the angel, and when they do that, they're able to take Yahushua out, the only mediator, and insert a physical man. And then maybe now you can understand what the New Covenant speaks of, that They have taken the incorruptible image of Yahushua and now put the corruptible image of man. You can understand the warning of taking the mark of the beast, which is the number of a man, 666. You can understand that lamb that spake like a dragon. You understand the warning of the wolves, the ravishing wolves in sheep clothing. You understand that generation of vipers, which means every generation had them. All these things start to make sense. When you go to New Covenant, understand that the Most High, he had a people in the Old Covenant, the same people he regathering. He was in the Old Covenant. He is in the New Covenant. Go to John 1, understand that the Word was Yahushua, and it came in flesh and dwelt among his people. The Word did. What was the Word? Well, the Word was Yahushua, and it was with our Heavenly Father Yahuwah in the beginning, in Genesis. When they take the Word and say the Word was put into Yahushua, that's not the same thing. Because the Word, the light, the truth, lo, I come in the volume of the book. There is only one mediator. It eliminates the lie of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It eliminates the lie of Hebrews 1 and 2. It eliminates the lie of Isaiah 3 and 4. I mean, I'm quoting off these verses, but these are many places where they will go and pervert the truth of the word. Now, when we get to Revelations, you're going to see, if you're not looking towards the prophets, you've already bought the lie. Everything that is spoken of in Revelations goes back to what Yahushua came to fulfill. Now your eyes should be open. He's revealing. But see, the problem is many are listening to flesh teachers who go into the world to give you revelations. You can't look at that. They look at the word woman and don't understand who was unrighteous in the old covenant. They don't understand a harlot or a whore. Father was never calling his daughter such name. I see people put lesson upon lesson upon lesson to put that nasty Hebrew woman in her place. If you do that, you're misunderstanding the Father talking about you too, not just the woman. Israel was a whore, a harlot in the old covenant. Talking to Israel, not to the woman. You part of it too. But these teachers will make you more children of hell than themselves, and they're blocking the way of the kingdom because they're keeping you in the flesh, not allowing you to take the spirit to get into the kingdom. No way you're going to get in but through Yahushua. He is the door, the way, the truth, the life. But ever so slightly, ever so beguiling, like that serpent that beguiled Eve, that's how many people's minds have been corrupted from the truth that's in the simplicity. It's simplicity when you get to the word, if you're operating out the spirit. In Yahushua, it's simplicity. So we, from this point on, we're going to start operating out the spirit 100%. And we're going to leave all the vain babbling, all the fables, all the traditions of men, and let's see what our Father says. Okay, family, that's all I got to say. Anybody want to say anything before I close down the lesson? Just remember, your homework, I'm going to tell you one more time. It's 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Understand who are those angels that sin. You need to be going over to Judges, the last three chapters of Judges. I will go to the part that talks about King Solomon. If you can and you get a chance, read. If you don't read the first, read the second book of Adam and Eve. Go to the book of Jude. You're going to get clarity about all this. But we're going to break it down. I'm going to show you. I'm precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. We're going to get it the right way, rightly dividing that word. Hey, family, I thank each and every one of you for joining me today. Like I said, I'm going slow to make sure that no one is left behind on the understanding of the fallen angels, the sons of God, the seed of the serpent, as well as devils. Because you're supposed to know. We're going to bring it back to your remembrance. I'm going to play it once again so y'all can hear it at work. This is booty. This is going to go into what was the sons of God in Genesis chapter 6. What did they do? Because it was done before in the scriptures, family. Pay attention.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. You know, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when violence is gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. Nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation is going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, the Judah. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the Judah woman, her head gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket. When I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'm gonna be, while I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem, I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased?
I was born by the river, in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered, And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
Yeah. from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God,
Thou art God,
from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God,
Thou art God,
from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God.
Inhale your freshness, I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your neshmat, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you and you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, y'all. We await the hour. Created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd died with me when the pressure is on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, I spit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, told our Rabba, Rukata, hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, you're I trust you,
don't change through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain, I know you save me. Right up in flames, cause of this I praise your name. You saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby, then placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could've died, the reason I'm alive. Through the sex and violence of the hood, you helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids, with food, a job, a beautiful place to live. Cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down the source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Make me a man after your heart like David, and I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Shows your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, God, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain, I know you save me. Right out the flames, cause of this I praise your name. I trust you, God, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain, I know you save me. Right out the flames, cause of this I praise your name. I trust you, God, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain, I know you save me. Right out the flames, cause of this I praise your name. I trust you, God, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same. You always maintain, I know you save me. Right out the flames, cause of this I praise your name.
You don't know where I'm.
getting out of hand, Israel. It's just too much fighting amongst our people.
Too much fighting. Yes, it is.
We gotta come together.
Come together.
We gotta stick together.
Stick together.
To be that nation that the Most High called us to be. Yeah.
Things are getting out of hand. So much going on. And I'm praying for the day that we all get along, Israel. See, we've got to come together and worship the Most High. There's no need to hate each other, cause we disagree sometimes. We're a family.
We gotta come together. Israel, we're one.
And we're supposed to be coming together.
We're supposed to be.
Oh yeah.
Israel, we're one.
Ooh, yeah. We all get frustrated under all this pressure. And every family fights sometimes, but they always stick together. Yes, they do, that's what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you, can you do the same? Oh. Cause I can't put this all on you, I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before, we're a family.
We gotta come
as family.
Israel, we'll
stick together. Maybe I could have been just a little more humble.
We're supposed to be.
And maybe I can find a better way to say what I need to say. About the rebellious ones,
oh, no.
But the ones